The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, some toll rates for motorways and the Dublin Port Tunnel will increase from 2025. That's according to Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Elsewhere, a new report by the Central Bank found the average car insurance premium increased by 2% during the last year. Now, to get the latest on these motoring cost increases, I'm joined by Sunday Independent motoring editor Geraldine Herbert. Geraldine, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, not every toll will increase.
No, but unfortunately, tolls increasing obviously impact the cost of living and the operating cost of businesses. Yeah, there'll be a 10% increase in tolls for cars, buses, coaches and lighter goods vehicles travelling on the M50. Basically, all vehicles on the M50, except those cars who have a registered toll account, will see a 10-cent increase from January 2025.
OK, so for everybody who's travelling... Now, when you say registered account, if you are travelling on the M50, you go across the West Link and you're required to have a tag or else you have to pay later. So who is going to be affected by this? Because most motorists will have a tag.
Well, I suppose anyone who doesn't use it that regularly. But I mean, the thing about it is any of the increases on the M50 recently, and it's my reckoning, Pat, I think this is the fourth increase since 2022 on tolls, and will probably have got themselves an account simply because they're the ones that haven't been impacted by the increases. But yeah, if you're using it, if you're randomly using it like that, you'll have to pay. But as I said, it's buses, coaches and lighter goods vehicles. Regardless, they're all going to be impacted by this 10-cent increase from January 2025.
OK, so obviously there will be voices from those sectors will be objecting to this, but there's literally nothing they can do about it. Now, the port tunnel, I mean, there are two rates of paying on the port tunnel, depending on the time of day.
Yeah, but it's the peak one that's going up and it's only on southbound traffic that are going to see the increase. So it will increase by €1. Now, it's currently at peak times €12. That's going to 13. So that's quite a hike there, Pat. I mean, they're justifying this on the basis that inflation has gone up. But I mean, to go from €12 to 13, you know, it's as I said, it's quite an increase. Now, they have justified this by saying that it's needed to preserve the capacity for higher goods vehicles. They're obviously free to travel through the Dublin Port Tunnel at times. And I presume it's been used as a deterrent against other motorists, so to free it up for HGVs. But as I said, it does seem like quite a hike.
Now, it shows, I suppose, the independence of Transport Infrastructure Ireland, because you wouldn't be doing that before an election if you were politically astute
minded.
Or yes. Politically minded. So I presume they are not. They just do what they do. Now, looking to the insurance industry, the stats are telling us that insurance costs, in spite of all the savings on compensation claims and so on, insurance costs are rising and therefore premiums.
Yeah, so premiums went up by 2% during 2023 and the average is about 568 now, with 93% of policies for comprehensive cover. Now, one of the biggest reasons the insurance companies are saying at the moment that claims are going up is that the cost of repairs is quite expensive. And I suppose, Pat, when repairs go up and claims go up, people are more likely to put claims through their insurance and not actually absorb the cost themselves. So you have this frequency and cost of claims rising at the moment. But you still have record profits from the insurance companies. They, according to the Central Bank report today, insurance companies saw profits rise by 8% last year.
Now, the insurance companies in their arguing will say, we have to build up our reserves because we're required by the Central Bank, for prudential reasons to have so much in reserve so that we're not likely to go bust in the event of massive claims from some quarter. But all the efforts that have been made by the state to reduce what's paid out in claims for personal injuries and so on, these are being offset by the costs of repairs.
Yeah, so definitely the guidelines that were introduced in 2021, and this was the Book of Quantum, which basically recommended about personal injury claims, seems to have made a difference. It is now, the full impact of it isn't fully clear at the moment, but definitely personal injury claims are coming down. Also, more people are going through the Injuries Resolution Board. The Injuries Resolution Board also introduced a mediation service recently, which should encourage people, you know, to use their service as well. And it's much quicker and, you know, it's much more effective. But yeah, it's the cost of repair. Repairing cars seems to be, that's what their justification at the moment as to why these claims, these cost claims are increasing.
Now, the figures back them up because they say that the cost of damage to cars In 2022 was 47% of the totals paid out. It's up to 53%. So that shows the balance shifting. The average cost of a claim was 3,971 when you take into account both car damage and personal injuries claims. But in terms of cars, the average damage cost was 2,028, and the personal injuries for each claim on average was 37,171. Those numbers don't seem outlandish.
No, but I mean, I suppose, and that 37,000 is down. I can't remember what the actual average figure was a couple of years ago before the guidelines, but it was considerably higher than that. So yes, they are coming down. But I suppose the fact of the damage claims, if they're going up, as you say, it's offsetting against it. And we know that cars are becoming, you know, that there's more technology on cars, there's more sensors, there's more cameras. So therefore, even the slightest bump these days is obviously creating a far more costly claim and a costly repair bill. So, I mean, that's where they're justifying that. But at the same time, I suppose, you know, inflation is so high across the board that all, you know, everything's been impacted at the moment.
Yeah. Now, when you look globally at the figure, 2% of the price of motor insurance gone up by 2% against the background in that period of 22-23 of much higher inflation, the industry will probably say you're getting good value.
Yeah, they will. But I mean, like, you know, I mean, I suppose 2%, but their profits are still going up by 8%. And I know, as you say, they're building up reserves and they always have an excuse. But at the same time, the motorist always seems to pay when it comes to insurance, Pat.
Yeah. You wonder whether or not tolls have any impact on the volume of traffic or whether they simply have an impact on people's pockets. One of my texters says, this is the fifth rise in 3 years. Shocking. Another one says all vehicles should be GPS fitted and pay for road usage as they go. That's from Hugh Mullen. And of course, when we're all electric, they're going to have to do something like that in order to compensate for the lost revenue from fuels. M3, two tolls and zero services for anyone. It's an utter disgrace. Another one, as regards the M50, is there any sense in introducing a second toll pass on the south side of the M50 and splitting the difference on the tolls? I'm a Northsider, but don't understand why I should pay if I choose to use the M50 when returning home to Dublin when someone from Stillorgan or Blackrock does not. That's from Ronan in Artane. And that question of equity, I mean, there might be an argument for saying that you do road pricing on the M50 and the more of it you travel, the more you pay.
Yeah, and I mean, there has been talk about doing that at various different times. And also, as you say, the pay-as-you-drive model seems to be the way forward. You know, long-term, it has been proposed. But, you know, for the moment, that's what we're stuck with. But I suppose just in terms of the traffic, Pat, you know, unfortunately, motorists don't really have a choice. You might drive more traffic into local towns or whatever, but predominantly increasing tolls doesn't impact on traffic. What it actually just does is add to the further cost of living, as I said, the operating costs of businesses, because motorists don't really have a choice. If they're using those toll roads, they have to stick with them regardless of the price.
Now, this texter says, I had to drive through Dublin last night from the 3 Arena to the M50. That took an hour and 20 minutes. I traversed Paris a few weeks ago in less time. The closing of the keys to traffic is insanity. I don't know whether you've tried that kind of journey since the new rules about not being able to go straight across O'Connell Bridge in either direction. These rules are, I don't know what the purpose of them was really, whether they allow more free movement of buses and whether that's worked. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that was the idea, was to free up the buses so the bus times would actually increase or would decrease and therefore make it more attractive for people to actually take the bus. But I suppose when you only do it on one route, it's hard to see the impact. But I mean, it certainly has freed up traffic in terms of the keys. But the impact has been seen on, you know, sort of the outer roads. So that's the problem there, I suppose.
Now, for the record, this texter says my van insurance went up not by 2%, but by 18%, 35 years, no claims bonus. When I called them and told them that I separately have a bicycle v taxi claim against the same company, I was advised I'd be better getting a reduced personal injuries claim. And I eventually negotiated a 4% increase rather than an 18% increase. So the message there is go talk to them. Go talk to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And shop around. Do not just renew your insurance when the renewal form comes through the post or you get the email or whatever. Always shop around. There's a better deal to be had somewhere.
Yeah. Darren in Tipperary says the insurance company will keep asking for things to be done to reduce claims, but will never reduce premiums. It just goes to profit. Anyway, we know what they will say. Geraldine Herbert, boating editor of the Sunday Independent, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.